Amen. Open your Bibles tonight, if you would, to John chapter 1. John chapter 1, as we continue our studies through avoiding confusion. There is a lot of confusion in the world today, and that's what happens when you abandon truth. When you reject the truth, it's not just that you will believe a lie, you'll fall for anything. And so we want to make sure that we stand on the truth, and truth comes from the Word of God. We've tried to establish some foundational things. We just finished talking about the fact that the Bible is the Word of God, and we can trust in our Bibles. It's reliable. It's not man's word, it's God's word. And we know that it's historically accurate. We know it's scientifically accurate. We know it's prophetically accurate. And when you really want to dig in and examine the Bible to find out if it's true or not, it will stand up to the challenges. Now, the reality is most people who scoff at the Bible have never really researched it. They've never tried to find out. They just use that as an excuse to do what they want to do with their life. Because we know that those who reject God, they suppress the truth in their unrighteousness because they don't like to retain God in their knowledge. Amen. But we want to be those who believe to the saving of the soul. We want to be of those who believe, who are changed by the Word of God. We're transformed by looking into the Scriptures. We're conformed to the image of Christ. And we want to know Him more. And tonight we're going to start a new lesson. Over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be learning about the deity of Jesus. Now, we'll do this tonight. Next Wednesday night, of course, will be the last night of our revival/missions conference. And then, so it'll be 2 weeks before we pick this up. But I'm excited about this lesson. And if you're able, would you stand with me, please? We're in John chapter 1. We're going to look at verses 1 through 4 to get started tonight. John 1, 1 through 4. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Let's pray together. Father, we're so thankful for Your love and Your mercy. Thank You so much for allowing us to come together to sing Your praises and to pray together and to look into the Word of God. I pray that You would teach us by Your Spirit, that You would guide us into all truth. Lord, that You would open our eyes. Give us ears to hear that we could understand, know You better. Lord, please strengthen our faith tonight. Lord, we know that doubts come, and all of us have moments of doubt, times of doubt, and I just pray that Your Word, through hearing Your Word tonight, You would strengthen our faith and help us to trust You more, to love You more, to serve You better. Help us to love You. Help us to love others in the name of Jesus. And please help us just to grow in Your truth, to grow closer to You and to one another tonight. Lord, help us to be true disciples. And Lord, use us to make disciples to Your glory, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. One day during Jesus' earthly ministry, He took the disciples to a place called Caesarea Philippi. It's located in modern-day Golan Heights, and there above the city was a steep rock cliff, and He took the disciples there, and in the notches of the cliff, the pagan people built shrines to their gods. And so you got a steep cliff, and in notches in the rock, there's little shrines to gods, and their idolatry and immorality they practice to worship their false gods there. So you can imagine what that might have been like when Jesus took the disciples there. And the Scriptures tell us in Matthew 16:13, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked of His disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Now, a lot of people had a lot of different ideas about who Jesus was back then, and people have a lot of various ideas about who He is now. In Matthew 16:14, it says, they said, "Some say that Thou art John the Baptist, some Elias or Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." So a lot of people back then had different ideas about who Jesus was. But it's a really valid question for us to think about today. When we're learning the truth about who Jesus is, we could ask ourselves, what is it that the world around us thinks about Jesus? I've met some people who are of the Muslim faith, the Islamic faith here in our community, And they would say to me, and I've had them say to me that Jesus was a prophet, that Jesus was a good teacher. But when you start to look at the things that Jesus claimed, that doesn't make any sense. Because if Jesus was a good moral teacher, why did he claim to be God? Amen. Because if he's not God, then that's not a very good thing for him to claim. That doesn't make him a very good teacher. If you claim to be God and you're not God, that's not good. And so I want to read you a little bit of what C.S. Lewis said in his book, Mere Christianity. It points out the nature, the ridiculous nature of any argument that suggests Jesus was just a good teacher, but was not God. Lewis writes, "I am trying here to prevent anyone saying the really foolish thing that people often say about him. I'm ready to accept Jesus as a great moral teacher, but I don't accept his claim to be God. That is the one thing we must not say. A man who was merely a man and said the sort of things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would either be a lunatic on the level with the man who says he is a poached egg, or else he would be the devil of hell. You must make your choice. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool. You can spit at him and kill him as a demon, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. But let us not come with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He has not left that open to us. He did not intend to." You might have heard before, people have tried to kind of summarize what Lewis said there in these three categories. Either Jesus of Nazareth was a lunatic, he was a liar, or he was, in fact, the Lord of glory. He was either a liar, he was a lunatic, or he was a Lord. Listen, if he claimed those things and he just made it up for maliciousness, then he was a liar. If he really believed it and it wasn't true, then he was a lunatic. But what we know to be true is that he is, was, and always will be Lord. Amen. But there's nothing open. Either he's Lord or he's not. There's no room to say that he was just a good moral teacher. He didn't leave that option for us, and he didn't intend to. A lot of people try to suggest that Jesus never claimed to be God, but his disciples just made that up earlier, but the evidence is overwhelming. Amen. Jesus claimed to be God in the flesh. Amen. Somebody asked Larry King one time, it was his 40th anniversary of the show, and they asked Larry King if he could ask God anything, if he could bring God onto the show and ask him anything, what would you ask him, Larry? And Larry King said, without hesitation, he said, "I would ask God if he has a son." Now, Larry King's not a believer, but he understands, or at least at that time in his life, he understood how important this question is. Either Jesus is God or he's not, and everything that we believe hinges on that truth. Everything that we believe hinges on the truth of the deity of Jesus Christ. The deity of Jesus Christ, meaning that Jesus is, in fact, God. Amen. Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" They say, "Well, a prophet, or maybe you're Elijah, or maybe you're Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets." And then Jesus said, "But whom say ye that I am?" And you remember Peter's response. And you got to be excited about this. One of Peter's shining moments in the New Testament, he says, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Amen. And the Lord says, "Flesh and blood hasn't revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven." Amen. See, Peter had it. "Thou art the Christ." Christ meaning the anointed one. What you and I would refer to as Messiah of the Old Testament. Jesus is the anointed one of God, Messiah promised to the people of Israel, the followers of God, and he got that truth today. God has shown himself to the disciples. He told the disciples, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." John writes about it in John 20 and verse 31. "These are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name." By the way, a lot of times when somebody first comes to Christ or they're just getting started as a babe in Christ, they want to know, where do I start? And I usually try to point them to John, sometimes other places, but usually the Gospel of John. There's a reason for that. John tells us at the end of the book why he wrote it, so that you would know who Jesus is, and you would believe in him and have eternal life through his name. And if you're kind of getting started and you got a lot of questions, John might be a really good place for you to start. John Walvoord said, from Genesis to Revelation, Jesus Christ is the most important theme of the Bible, and almost every page is related in some way to either his person or work. Christianity is Jesus Christ. Amen. And it's an amazing thing that people could claim to be Christians and go through a day without thinking about Jesus. Or that people could claim to be Christians and they don't talk about Jesus and they don't search the scriptures to know Jesus. I'm here to tell you that there is no Christianity without Jesus. Amen. And it's who he is, and it's who he's revealed himself to be. And so tonight we're going to learn about the revelation of Jesus Christ from Scripture, who he is. If you're able, let's stand together. We're going to have a word of prayer, dismissed to our small groups. I want to remind you that if you'd like to give to the youth fund, there's a plate in the back on your way out. Be sure to give to that as the Lord leads.